Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 343 on August the 25th from downtown Greenville, Illinois.
It is a rainy day.
It is. It's a soft rain. It's been really pretty. I love this kind of weather.
Well, and yeah, because we've been prone to thunderstorms hereabouts lately, and I have to disconnect everything I own whenever. Well, it's all electrical. That's all I can say. And, man, it was nice to just be able to go, okay, I don't have to cut the grass today.
So you were glad it rained for other reasons. Mine is soft rain has a calming effect on me, and I could have used some calm today, so I'm glad I got some.
Soft rain to me means no lawn mowing.
Well, in a way, that makes you calmer, so life is good. Anyway, we have a guest today.
Who's that?
It's Jess Adam. Welcome back, Jess.
Hi, everybody.
And we decided before the show, we were saying, how do we introduce Jess? Because I think, Jess, we've introduced you every way under the sun. Today we have news and views you can use from Jess Adam.
And I hope you don't lose.
You can't lose with a show like this, Jess.
You know, one of the things I've always wanted to do on the podcast is when Don says, hi, I'm Don Stover, and you say, and I'm Jan Stover, I always wanted to jump and go, and I'm Jess Adam, tonight on 60 Minutes.
Or 30 minutes, yeah. Because that's why I learned the 30 minutes.
But so, you know what? They pay a lot better on 60 Minutes than we do here.
Heard. So one of these days, I'm going to jump in there. Alrighty. And squeeze that in, and you'll both look at me like I've done something crazy, but
well,
it'll be worth it.
Now we'll be prepared. We'll be anticipating. How's that?
Deal.
Okay. So anyway, back to that news and views we can use from you. You're going to kind of fill our listeners in and us on all the cool things happening in Greenville. And of course, we'll throw in other things to pique the interest of people not locally oriented.
Right.
So let's kick off the show with you telling us some of the things that people can expect to find in Greenville.
Absolutely. We'll do them in chronological order.
Look out.
Oh, that's a big word.
So one of the next events that's coming up in Greenville is on September 7th, which happens to be my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday,
and
Jess.
On my birthday, you can come see me at the Vine to Wine Half Marathon of 5K.
Presents can be dropped off right there at the gate,
yeah.
Right?
I am going to be the MC guy for the races that morning. And so if you're a runner and you want to register, there's plenty of time to still do that. You can go into Google and just type in BOCO, that's B-O-C-O, RUNCO, R-U-N-C-O, and look for the Vine to Wine. That's our Bond County Running Club.
BOCO RUNCO.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Running
that's
company,
catchy.
I guess. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so you can find them and find how to register and get to be a part of the group there. It's going to be taking off and running around out in the country of Greenville on September 7th.
Now, quick question. Yeah. You don't have to be from here to participate
in
the marathon.
Anybody right. All around the country, around the world can come. There's lots of different folks actually come into town, into Greenville to run that day.
Runners are kind of strange that way.
Yeah.
They run all over the place.
And this is one that's kind of cool because it is hosted by one of our local wineries called the Family Vine. Mm-hmm. And that's where the race takes place, is out there at the winery. And runners that register to run get a complimentary glass of wine and the medal.
Before or after the race.
I don't, you know, they may let you choose. Maybe get one before and after. I know there's they give a lot of food out, some milk stuff, and I think some produce is there available too to runners to kind of fuel up before and after, or whatever you like to do.
I just can't imagine running on a full tank, but that, go ahead.
Well, I imagine maybe that, you know, maybe you have a snack or something right before you run to give you some type of rush. I don't know. I'm not a runner.
You're not a runner. You're just an MC-er.
That's right. Okay. So I stand there and holler things like, you did it. Good job. I like to call everybody a finisher because I really don't know what else to say. As people are coming back in, you know, they've ran the course, they're back, and they're coming in, and you can tell on their face that they're just miserable, and they just feel awful. They're just so glad to be done, and I try to make them smile before they cross the line. And so
by saying you're a finisher.
You're a finisher. You did it. You finished.
Well, it truly is an accomplishment when you think about it. I mean,
I couldn't do it.
No, I could not either. So we'll give them a hats off and a finisher.
Give that devil his due. You're right.
That's right.
There's a big party that goes on that night then at the winery. There's lots of different booths. There's going to be music. And then the winery will be open for food and for drinks. So just invite everybody to come out there on September 7th. That's a Saturday. It'll start early in the morning and go until the wee hours of the night. The party will. The running is in the morning. and they're still looking for folks to help volunteer. So if any local folks want to volunteer to be volunteers for water spots and stuff along the race route.
Well, even our ham club is involved with
I think they help do security
and hey, we need somebody down here who's puking his guts up.
Yeah, right. So there's a pace car that golf cart that runs at the back of the herd of the runners to pick up anybody who gets, you know, hurt or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a really fun event, and it's just goofy silliness, and it's a lot of fun. I hope folks will join us for that. And then another event coming up after that is the following weekend on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday out at Hills Fort, which is on the grounds of the American Farm Heritage Museum just off of I-70 at exit 45. That is Hills Fort's having their rendezvous, their 2019 rendezvous. And so you can come and visit that all three of those days. Actually, the 13th is really, they call it a school day. So mm-hmm. a lot of the Bond County kids go there that day. They have different stations set up. Homeschool groups are going this year as well.
Cool.
And getting to kind of co-mingle in with the public school kids and participate in that. I know they have. And then on that following Saturday and Sunday, everyone's welcome to come out. There's no charge at all to come out and check what's going on. There's going to be lots of reenactors. There's going to be cannon firing, a blanket shoot, be a bread. They have made a bread oven out at the Hills
Fort. Bill Johnson did that.
Yeah,
yes.
That was one of Johnson's, you know, it's one of the things that he did that he knew that it would endure. And
right.
And they put a covering over the top of it so you can actually bake in the rain now.
Absolutely.
So I'm so happy that that's still in operation.
Absolutely. Hills Fort is so cool because I'd heard people talk about it for years, but I'd mm-hmm. never gone out. I've driven by it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Never went in. And just in the past 6 months, I've gotten to know the folks out there at Hills Fort. And it is so cool. I didn't know how cool it was. There's multiple cabins. There's the blockade house, the blockhouse. You can go up and climb around and see it. The reenactors actually stay there. So they, you know, their stuff is in the bunks. They cook out there together, and they're dressed out. They're not dressed up. They're dressed out. That's the proper terminology I've learned through hanging around these fellas. But at the rendezvous, it'll be really cool. Lots of reenactors. There's going to be different reenactors from all over the Midwest region are going to be there that day. There'll be a fife and drum corps. There's going to be live music. There's going to be Kevin Kagey of the Bond County Historical Society is going to be out there sharing some information about the history of Hills Fort. And Hills Fort is a replica fort from a real fort that was here in Bond County, and that was in 1806. So it was some of the original European settlers coming across and found themselves in Bond County. And at that time, Illinois wasn't a state. And the Illinois Territory, as it were, went all the way up to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so these folks would have these forts built every so often. And the people that manned those forts would kind of get shuffled around. But it was really a place for the European settlers to be secure. And so this Hills Fort replica here at the American Farm Heritage Museum is kind of dedicated into that memory of that way of life and the creativity and ingenuity that was necessary for survival. And there's lots of other stories that make you sad about kind of the stuff that happened around that time. But I think it's a pretty neat thing to honor that legacy of those trailblazers. And you can do that by coming to the rendezvous at Hills Fort.
Well, you know, in years past when Bill Johnson was still with us here, he would come on every year and on the podcast. He also wrote for the Owl Creek Gazette mm-hmm. and would share what was happening out there and would write a letter, an open invitation to everybody to come. And he worked his heart and soul
Absolutely
out in that place. We just want to give a nod to Bill, and we all miss him and wish he was still with us.
Oh, he's out there doing something.
He's watching over the whole shebang, I do feel.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He is the most responsible individual for the for Hills Ford.
Yes.
Being there and for this success that it's seen. And I'm really lucky as my role as tourism director for City of Greenville, I get to work with them and looking forward to building upon what Bill started and getting more and more folks to come through there and learn and pay some respect and have some fun while they're there.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Bill wanted us to do was to have fun while we were there.
Right.
Absolutely. Had to have fun while you're there. And, you know, they sit around, they spit and chew and scratch themselves and do all the things that guys would do, you know.
Yeah.
It's just normal guys out doing their thing. And it goes on. It's a 36, 96 hours worth of just camaraderie.
Absolutely. It's tons of fun. I think kids really enjoy it. I know the school groups that go through there on the Friday school day on the 13th, they have a great time. And the Hills Fork guys told me they see a lot of those kids back then the following 2 days with their parents.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember Bill saying that specifically because they could tell then it was a success with the kids when they bring their parents back the following 2 days. That's when you know. It's just like the other day we had somebody order a half order of Don's Biscuits and Gravy at Creekside Community Brew. And he came back up before he left and ordered the second half. And we said, you know it's a hit. So when you know someone immediately follows up with that,
right,
it's a winner, and that's how those kids did with their families.
And, you know, they've got this little cannon that they enjoy firing out there, and it's a real cannon, but it is diminutive. Have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen it yet.
This is like a 1-inch.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, but it's about 2 foot long, and when that thing goes off, it's got a report that you will not forget.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a wicked little thing.
That's neat.
And just the fact that, you know, they like doing target practice, I think, with the thing. It's nothing more than maybe some rock salt and some balloons. But but still, it's real. And it lets you know you've lit some black powder.
I think it's so. I've always really liked history, and as I'm getting to learn more and more about Hills Ford, I picked up a copy of pretty much every book and piece of literature they have out there, and I've been reading about Hills Ford, and I have not even begun to scratch the surface of what's there. But there, actually, the original site of Hills Ford is a place that you can go. It's way off the beaten path, but there is a memorial there for four of the workers at the fort that died in a battle with some native people at the time. But I think looking back at the history and the way things, like, I think we can learn so much from that now. And if you think about it, how many people my age or younger that have no idea how to really iron a shirt, you know, or how to change their oil. And folks back at that time were fashioning cannons and building these cabins and doing all of this work that people
spinning
might
spinning the yarn,
you know,
to make their clothes, let alone iron them.
How can I take this wire and beat it into a cannon shape, you know, and weld it together, you know, in a forge, for God's sake?
And that's something that you can come to Hills Fort, and they're going to be making this stuff. They have a blacksmith shop now at the fort. And there'll be a blacksmith there that will be working with iron and molding. Can see that. Both the cabins will be open. Fireplaces will be going there. You can pick up some information there. And they're also looking for folks to join them. So if you're someone who wants to get into reenacting your historical living history kind of stuff, they'd be really happy to have you step out there and meet Ken and some of the guys, Tom, out there.
And like we were talking earlier, that's so important to keep this kind of thing alive.
Right.
There has to be members. There has to be monetary donations, time donations. This doesn't just happen.
Correct.
And these events are, well, the lifeblood of small communities. When you think about that,
sure,
we have to have this kind of activity to pull people into the community, feel a part of the community, something that they want to be involved in. So that would be a great opportunity for someone younger or any age to join forces and say, okay, I want to learn what I can learn and share what I know.
I'd like to join, but I'd want to solar power it.
That may be, although they use the sun in a lot of ways, I don't think they had solar panels, Don.
I don't believe they did either.
If it's outside the fort, now they might be willing to.
There you go.
If it's outside the walls of the fort.
Right, but inside those walls, it stays real. That's right. And those walls, another thing, when Bill used to write for the magazine, he would put out requests if Hills Fort needed anything. And one of them were poles to build the fence. Mm. And he got people from our readership that said, we can bring you up some or you can come down and pick them up. And so some of that fence is directly related to the Owl Creek, and we love that too. Oh, yeah.
We even donated one that came out of the ground right behind our old place down at 216 South 2nd Street here.
Because it took a beating.
We pulled it out of the ground. Yeah, well, anyhow.
Oh, but wait, Jan, there's more.
There's always more, Jess.
Then on October 4th and 5th in downtown Greenville is the event formerly known as Art Walk, still kind of known as Art Walk. And that's going to be on October 4th in the evening from about 6 o'clock until about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And there's going to be live music for free. There's going to be food booths for charge and lots of different vendors. There's going to be an artist exhibit. There's an art show that's going to be open. Our local art museums will be open as well. And there's going to be beer and wine. We're going to have two different wineries, two different breweries will be with us. The Family Vine of the Vine to Wine 5K fame will be there. And I'm working on some other ones. I have not got everything solidified there yet. But we're going to have two wineries, two local craft breweries that are going to be here. And pair that with a whole bunch of good, yummy food, live music.
4205?
Oh, I haven't talked to them yet. I've been talking with the folks out of Hillsboro, trying to get them to come.
Okay, that's good too.
And so we're fingers crossed that all that works out really well. But there's going to be lots of stuff going on that evening. And then the following day on October 5th, Greenville's always had an event in October because October is Apple Month. Mm-hmm. And first Saturday has always been Apple Day in Greenville. And so we're kind of putting these two events together to have what I'm calling Greenville's Harvest Festival. And so Apple Day is going to be kind of that classic hometown festival. We're going to have an apple pie baking contest, and we're going to do apple bobbing. There's going to be apple cider for sale, apples for sale, pumpkins for sale. We're going to have a jack-o'-lantern making station, pumpkin painting station, entertainment for kids. We're going to try to have a petting zoo again. There'll be live music all day. And it'll be loads of fun. So that's going to start on the 5th of October then at about 10 o'clock in the morning and go until the afternoon about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Well, and you know the perfect way to end that October 5th day is join us at the Owl Creek Gazette 6th Annual Autumn Dinner.
Ooh.
Right here at Creekside Community Brew. So we are featuring recipes. And the whole menu will be based on the Rebecca Boone cookbook. And that starts at 6 o'clock and goes till 8:30.
Now, Rebecca Boone, is that the girl that works at the Dollar General?
Yes.
No.
Is she by chance
related to Daniel Boone?
She married Daniel Boone. Oh. Rebecca is Daniel's wife. He also had a daughter named Rebecca Boone. Go figure, huh?
Huh.
Yeah, back in the olden days.
Well, that's before Dollar General, then.
That's right.
I'm way off. So
that's also Daniel General.
Daniel.
Yeah, that was the, what do they call those stores?
You got to take a hit of moonshine first before you say Daniel General.
You do. It sounds like the mercantile previous to Dollar General. This is getting way off base.
Yeah,
you guys.
I know, but thank you, Dollar General, and you can send the check to.
Never hurts for a little free advertising, neighborhood advertising, huh? And we also have Angie Chute that will be portraying Rebecca Boone.
Oh.
Angie is a librarian, the director of the library over at Tritton. She has done this 3 times for us now. You've actually participated in some of those autumn dinners we've had over the years.
Yeah, I have.
Behind the
sometimes successfully, sometimes unsuccessfully.
How about this? Sometimes successfully, sometimes more successfully.
It was fun all the way.
Oh, yeah. It was always a blast. So anyway, that's a perfect way to end that day.
Absolutely.
And we will have tickets go on sale September 1st. It'll be here at Creekside Community Brew or at the Sunshine House Health Food Store in Vandalia. You can purchase those. Or you can go online at owlcreekgazette.com.
That's
September
1st. Owlcreekgazette.com.
You betcha. Now, what happens after that?
After that, the 2 weeks later, so we're talking the middle of October, the actual dates of that, I can't think, but I'll pull up a calendar on my phone while I try to fill some time with words.
We could sing.
And
Greenville
University is going to be having about the homecoming. But there's going to be lots of stuff going on downtown. There's going to be a parade. There's going to be a downtown dance. And they're trying to make homecoming a much more community-friendly event.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be lots of stuff for people to do. I think there's going to be like inflatables or amusement rides or something like that that they're going to have. There's going to be lots of different marching bands in the parade. Trying to really branch out and make that a bigger event. And I'm really excited about that. So that's going to be a little bit later in October. I think it's somewhere in the middle.
I think it's the 17th or 18th, but I don't know where that, why those dates pop into my head. But like you said, they can find out. And then after that, October 21st is the 40th anniversary of Don and Jan Stover.
Oh!
Wedding anniversary, 40 years.
Now, you don't know this, but I've hired a skywriter.
And now we do. But when you talk to this skywriter, tell him that we're having an anniversary open house. Everyone's welcome to come join us here at the coffee house, but that will be October 20th. So it's a day before our anniversary. So gotcha. Sky Rider, when he's out there doing his thing, have him get the 20th that everyone's welcome to celebrate with us. On the 21st, they're not.
As long as we're talking about things that are going on, September 21st, we will have our open house, right?
That's right. It's a whole nother kind of open house.
Yeah.
That's a month earlier.
Yeah.
And that will be for Creekside Community Brew, grand opening open house, even though we've been
Official
open for months.
Ribbon cutting.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that will happen, even though on Saturdays we're open from 7 to 2. The open house and grand opening is 9 to 2 with ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock. Will you be here to cut the ribbon?
I will be here with bells on.
That's
good. A yellow ribbon round the old
crepe paper bells.
And you know, it's not everyone that gets to have
crepe
the
form paper bells.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll anticipate that. All kinds of anticipation going on here, but not everyone gets to have the original owner of the store that they're having a grand opening for. Come help them cut the ribbon.
It would be a grand reopening.
I'll make up to try to look older.
You'll try to look older.
Yeah, I'll make up to try to look older.
Okay.
Get a little beard thing going on. And
I'm coming with a cane hunched over in that way. Why is this middle-aged man here for no reason?
Actually, just look your age and let people...
He doesn't own this place.
Well, let people know that you started your entrepreneurial life at a young age.
I did.
Yeah.
I was a baby.
And your brother was with you...
Yep, in 2009 is when we got the building and started doing the construction work and tried to take what used to be the mattress room of Metzger's Furniture Store into a little coffee shop and music store. And
cool.
We opened that up then in the following spring in 2010. Jeremy was with me for about 9-10 months, and then it was just me flying solo.
Just.
And this particular room that we're in right now, this was also
in the beginning,
one of Metzger's rooms.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Metzger's went... I think that was the end. I think the original building, the middle building of Attenborough's Creekside Community Brew at 110 South 2nd Street, Greenville, Illinois, 62246. Wait, is that the right zip code?
Yes.
Good.
6185.
Give the phone number out as long as you're at.
Is it the same one? 618-664-9575?
It sure is.
Or look on Facebook for Creekside Community Brew.
He's a rolling commercial.
He is. But you know, it's been really fun as customers come in that remember you or have been, well, for instance, with the college starting up.
Right.
There's people that have come here that a couple came in the other day and they're, family basically has a legacy of sending all their kids to the college here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got cousins and, you know, aunts and uncles and everybody's gone here. And then they come down here. And some people remember you. Some people just remember that they used to come here and they were uncertain who owned it. Well, I just plunked down an Owl Creek Gazette. And especially
and so
the one.
Here's the lineage.
Right. Because we pulled that first interview we'd ever done with you. When we started Owl Creek Gazette in 2011.
Wow.
And then when you sold the shop to the McPeaks, we interviewed them, so we pulled that. And all those interviews came together in one issue. Well, that's a perfect progression of,
right.
And it shows that we really all wanted the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted a gathering place, a community place, somewhere people could come together, not only have good coffee and good food, but good conversations and activities and events. So I love the fact that I have that history in my hands when I plunk it down. And they're grateful, too. That's the nice part.
Yeah.
They really appreciate knowing that it's continued. People have even thanked us for keeping the coffee house alive and well because they remember it as a fond place that
right.
they used to come to.
Right.
So that's neat.
And we've got, let's see, what else is going on for October? Oh, Halloween. I believe we'll probably be doing the same thing that we've done all the last 4 or 5 years, us personally, with the Trunk or Treat. We enjoyed doing that all the time. That's going to be coming up. And so we'll need some details for that, too.
I think it's a chamber.
Chamber's in charge of Trunk or Treat.
Yeah. So we'll have to have Elaine McNamara come on and talk you about betcha. Trunk or Treat, because that's just fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when all the businesses participate in down Second Street, it's always a hoot.
I'll have to make sure the city is down here for that day. That'll be something fun for us to do.
Yes. So, is there anything else happening?
There's one more, Jan. Look, just you wait.
I'm waiting. I'm anticipating.
On November 30th.
November 30th. Look out.
The only reason why I say it is because I know when it is. November 30th is Come Home for Christmas in downtown Greenville.
Oh, yes. That's fun.
And so, that's a Saturday after the... Well, it's supposed to be after Thanksgiving, but I think it might be a week after that. But it's November 30th this year, and downtown Christmas in Greenville, there's a lighted Christmas parade that'll take place that evening, and the downtown shops will be open with certain specials and things like that. There'll be carolers downtown. Chestnuts will be roasted by the firefighters, and there's usually a big courthouse Christmas tree lighting on the lawn. Santa usually shows up. We usually have the Greenville Christmas trolleys usually running around that day, moving
people
around.
We'll see if we can't have wassail.
That'd be delicious.
We could have wassail.
I used to make that for that event.
So, Jess, one other time I asked you if you'd come back to the coffee house and like be a barista for the day or make cinnamon rolls for us. And I always know that you never said no.
Right.
You never said yes either.
That's a choice. That's a business move more than anything. I learned that years ago.
So anyway, just keep the wassail baking and serving in mind while you're out and about.
It's delicious, especially if you're a full-grown adult and have access to a liquor cabinet.
That takes on a whole new meaning,
even
doesn't
more
it?
Delicious.
Well, you know, because any good recipe includes pour something down the cook first.
Right. Yeah, we just got so many events in Greenville. It's fall time. I know there's lots of different places you could go or hang out, but we've got a lot of great things going on here. We hope people will come in and jump in and see what we've got cooking and partake of the fun. And there's lots of fun things to do here in Greenville. If nothing else, just pop in the coffee shop, get a savory turnover and a latte, and I don't know, just check out the murals in town. That's something fun to do.
Those are neat. Those are neat.
Those are neat.
I can't
really, not,
I talk
those
good.
Those are
not. You suddenly caught me.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
It does.
And it's not.
I've noticed that.
Our apologies to our friends in Great Britain and any of the British Isles. And
we do have people that tune into that, to our podcast from there. So
yeah,
they're cringing.
I'm sorry.
Leave us a note. We'll leave you an apology.
Deutsches Freundin.
Moving right along.
Oh, we have friends all over the world.
We do.
Yeah, you should. We have friends in Uganda.
They tune into Creekside.
To the
Go
German
figure.
Fans, my brother once told me what he thought was a German phrase, and I don't think it can possibly be right.
No, wait a minute. Okay, so let's run that by me first. Go ahead. Don't tell anyone.
Die Mutter? No, we're not going to say that one. That one's about your mother. Du bist ein Klappstuhl.
Do we want a translation or do we dare?
He told me that it meant you are a folding chair. Which has been one of my most, cherish that phrase.
Something
now.
Everyone wants to be told once in their
it's
life.
Close.
You are a folding chair. Thank you very much.
I'm Berliner. I'm a jelly donut?
Yeah.
Apologies to the Germans and the English and the Cockney and all the things.
Yeah. Well, without from those which we come, we would not be
here.
Or there.
Or there.
Words of wisdom. Yeah, found only at the creek. I'm telling you, folks.
This is my weirdest podcast of y'all yet, and I love it. This is my favorite one.
We do weird from time to time. My brother always tells
weird
me.
Weird fits.
It does. And he tells me I'm the most enjoyable when I'm really, really tired. I get slap happy, and I've been tired for a long time, folks.
If the weird fits, wear it, right?
Absolutely. Someone said once, let your Freak Flag Fly. Amen. And I love that. Yeah. I thought I chuckled when I heard that. Because I do chuckle from time to time.
Sin Varuk. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
We are crazy.
We are crazy. Speaking of crazy, to quote one of our favorite friends that comes in and buys a frappe every time she walks in the coffee house door, she says, I'm here for my four C's, caffeine, coffee, chocolate, and Creekside. To that, we want to add and crazy.
Thank you, Ruth Sparkman. Yes.
And thank you, Jess Adam, for joining us on
my
this
pleasure.
Crazy episode
Love it.
Of Creekside with Don and Jan.
Y'all take care now. Thanks
night,
for listening.
Bye-bye.